I think we have to acknowledge that, yes, our sight is diminishing, but our other senses come to life to be more available, and maybe we didn't think of them.
This is Hadley's Insights and Soundbites, where people facing vision loss share what's helped them cope and adjust.
I'm Diane Gavin, and I currently live in Ashton, Illinois. I was diagnosed with glaucoma, and my mother had that, so she shared that with me. But she was able to take the eye drops. She never went blind, but I was unable to take the eye drops because of allergies. So just got the letter from the doctor. It's called Severe Primary Open Angle Glaucoma, both eyes. So I'm legally blind now. I can still see, but not very well. I think that you tap into other things when you lose vision. Other senses come to life. During Christmas time, I would crochet and knit for 30 years. Now I can't see to follow the pattern and to see to do the work, but my sense of touch is what I used to make some headbands for Christmas. And it wasn't a big project, which gives you the satisfaction of completing it, which is what you want. And so that was an ideal thing, but it was done by the sense of touch, not by a pattern or anything. The satisfaction of completing something that you started to do is really phenomenal. That's a great thing to, and I think we have to acknowledge that, yes, our sight is diminishing, but our other senses come to life more, to be more available. And maybe we didn't think of them. I didn't think of the sense of touch come to life. But until you actually do it, you don't realize it yourself. And so that's why I was wanting to share that with the group.
Insights and Soundbites is made possible by Hadley's donors, who understand that hearing someone else's story can truly make a difference. You never know who might need to hear your story. To share, just leave a message on our Insights and Soundbites voicemail. You can call 847-512-4867 or record a message on your smartphone or computer and email it to podcast@hadleyhelps.org.